It's Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 23, and it's on page 1177 in the Church Bibles. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might declare it fearlessly as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
So what does this mean in terms of spiritual warfare? What is spiritual warfare? And I'm just trying to explain what I've picked up from reading scripture. I think also to note that, you know, I don't know about you, but there's a temptation to want to be a holy ghostbuster. I don't know if you ever felt that feeling. You know, how to get into battle with demons, we'll defeat it, cast it out. And, this is real exotic stuff, isn't it? You know, there's a real temptation to want to do that. Do you want to pick a fight with demons? No, I don't. Why do we get involved in spiritual warfare, and what is it? And this is really important for me, is that if you go to Psalm 82, it lays out there in the Old Testament of how God says to Satan, you're going to die. He says it in Psalm 82. I said, you're gods, you're all sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere mortals. Satan knows that one day he will be crushed and destroyed. And it says, rise up, O God, judge the earth, for the nations are your inheritance. So what Paul calls, the fullness of the Gentiles coming in is linked to the day when Satan meets his doom. So as we have that in our back of our thoughts, and I think we all know that one day, when the day of the Lord comes, Satan will be destroyed. What Paul says now is that now his power, those powers that, remember reading the first part of Ephesians about those powers and authorities in dark places, Those powers are disarmed through the cross. But one day, full destruction comes. So these demons that we deal with, they know that. And they also know that what makes the, what draws that day of their destruction closer is every time someone comes into the kingdom of heaven. So every time we witness, we are involved in spiritual warfare. And every time somebody comes from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into God's kingdom, that's another day closer for their death. So demons are hanging on. Their survival is all they have. And the further they can push this day down the road, then the longer they have to exist. So they are desperate. That's the situation. So the good news is that we're all involved in bringing that kingdom in, whether it's through praying. And prayer is really important. If we look at Colossians 2 verse 15, it says that having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them. That means they are defeated utterly. And then the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So I go out witnessing. There are other people that go out witnessing, knocking on doors, going to people's homes. But the work of prayer is the work that prepares the battle beforehand. So when you guys pray for us, that's what you're doing. You're stripping back those strongholds. You're disarming them in the name of Christ. I don't know whether you get that picture, amazing picture, that we're all involved. And as evangelists, we rely on you guys to pull down those strongholds, to invite and get involved in prayer, that when we go and knock on doors, we don't, another frustration. But people open up and respond, like they are starting to do in Ilford, as we go and door knocking. So every time, spiritual warfare, the ultimate spiritual warfare, is not having a go at demons. It's not shouting at them. It's not praying against them, casting them out of people. That doesn't make any difference in terms of the growth of the kingdom and Satan's downfall. So I don't try and keep away from that stuff. Other people are much better at it than me, but I'm invested in seeing people hear the kingdom, hear the gospel, and come into the kingdom. So that's an excitement that I hope you get from me. You're involved in it. I know that you pray for me. And that's what I want to tell you. Don't stop praying. Your role as prayer people that pull down those strongholds is just as important as the people that go and knock on doors. Because without that kind of disarming that we do through prayer, it's kind of praying that Satan is kind of held at bay while we take the gospel. The Spirit goes with that. That's utterly vital. So don't think that when you're praying, we're stuck here. If you didn't do it, nobody did it. We would just be so frustrated. But what about the armor? And before I hand over to Usha, because I always take too long, I know. But look at the armor that we have. And this is fascinating, because I looked at it the other day. It's truth. It's righteousness, it's the gospel, faith, salvation, the word of God, prayer, and perseverance. There's no fighting words. They're not words of warfare, are they? There's no slashing, cutting, burning, chopping, or shooting. These are words of everyday life. The normal Christian life, as Watchman Nee would say. These are not words of fighting. These are words of perseverance. These are words of living every day out. as the people of God, as a special people, separated for him. That's what Paul's saying. He's encouraging us, you know, be united, love one another, respect each other, you know, live up to your covenants to one another. And this is what spiritual warfare is as well. We tend to think we've kind of done these things and it's special moments or special occasions, just in case Satan jumps out of a bush and grabs me or some demon comes along. No, this is everyday life. That as we persevere as Christians, no matter how old we are, no matter how strong we are, no matter how weak we are, this is the everyday life. When we have these in our midst, when we, Paul says, don't give up, don't stop doing it, we involve in spiritual warfare. One of the things I don't like, and I cringe when people pray, Lord, bless Simon for being so faithful. And I've been there for 20 odd years. Bless him for being, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear a different dynamic prayer. And I'm waiting for it. Oh no, okay, Lord, I know I'm faithful, but I want to see miracles. And I want to see all these kind of things happen. And, you know, hundreds of people come to the Lord. But this is exactly what I need, is to be faithful. That's what we need as people of God, to be faithful in truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, the word of God, prayer and perseverance. These are the things that we need to stick at. And as we stick at it, that's our victory. That's our victory. You know what Satan, what I said about the evil one, is that just surviving, just being still there is a win, because he knows one day he's going to die. He's going to be crushed. He's going to be sent to packing. And for Christians, sometimes, and I think how many times, is just being here and living out our life with these characteristics of our life is a victory. Sometimes we think we've got to kind of, you know, be fantastic and be growing all the time. But sometimes, you know, it's being faithful to this calling, and it's faithful to Jesus, and being diligent about, you know, seeing these in our lives and seeing them corporately as well.